WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. The Riverdale Chieftains get set to play later today. Their opponent will be Pecatonica. The game will be in Blanchardville. Pecatonica was a winner 9-1 in their game against Potosi-Cassville last night. I talked today with Riverdale head coach Kurt Thompson.
Oh, they have a really good team, as you know. Last year, you know, they're state runners-up, losing to Ithaca in the championship game. They got most of their players back from last year. They're really well coached. They know how to play baseball. They're a good team. So, you know, we're going to have to be playing well, of course. And I think we have to limit their opportunities. They're going to bunt the ball, put it in play. So it's going to be a really good game. But I think that if we do our things correctly, it should be an interesting ball game.
Well, yeah, absolutely, and they certainly have some good pitching there. Did they use their number one on Wednesday night, or do you know?
Yeah, they did. They threw their number one, but their second pitcher is very good also. But, yeah, the number one pitched, and so, you know, we have Chase Chitwin going today, who's had an excellent season. He knows how to pitch in big games, and I think it's going to come down to – you know, it's the usual high school baseball scenario. It's going to come down to, can you limit the walks, play solid defense, and then who can come up with the big timely hits is going to probably make the difference in the game.
Riverdale playing Pecatonica at Blanchardville today can be heard on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Betesnik Power Sports pregame show will begin it at 4:50 this afternoon. The winner will play Barneveld in the upcoming sectional at Johnson Creek on Tuesday. Also, DeSoto advanced in the tournament yesterday with a 12-5 win against Cashton. Royal 5-4 and 8 innings over Seneca advances to the sectional. Bangor will take on Oliva Strum today for the right to play in the sectional. Pittsville was a winner over Blair Taylor 8-3. Viroqua got the win against Cuba City 2-0 yesterday. They will meet up with Viroqua today, which earlier end of the year for Darlington 5-3. Aquinas will be moving on to take on their next opponent of the sectional after an 11-1 five-inning victory against Prairie du Chien yesterday. And the Richland Center Hornets played yesterday. The RC baseball team saw its season end 12-4 in the regional semifinal game at Mount Horeb. The Hornets led 1-0 in the first inning when Brady Dosh singled and scored a run. The Vikings proceeded to plate 7 runs in the bottom of the first, and they added 5 in the second. Richland Center kept working hard and went on to plate 2 runs in the fourth and 1 in the sixth, and the game went all 7 innings. Cole Wasinger was 2-for-3 with 2 runs scored, and Thomas Hohner had a strong night as he was 2-for-3 with 2 RBIs. He also came out in relief in the first inning for Lane Miller, who started the game. Hohner retired 8 batters in a row during the middle innings. Richland Center also had hits from Wes Bosworth, Lane Miller, Isaac Gauld, and Teague Perkins. Josh Manchester was the winning pitcher from Mount Horeb, and Alex Chapman worked in relief. Josh Koontz was 2-for-3 with a 2-run triple for the Vikings. Richland Center's final season record is 6-12. 4 seniors played in their final high school games, including Thomas Hohner, Lane Miller, Darius Salazar, and Teague Perkins. Following the 12-4 win, Mount Horeb advances to today's regional final game with a rematch against Badger Conference rival Reedsburg at Reedsburg. Baseball action yesterday and last night. Also, Edgewood was a winner over Lodi by a score of 10-1 to advance to the sectional. There is WIAA track and field on Friday and Saturday at La Crosse, the state meet. Richland Center will be represented by 2 sophomore Danica Pauls and senior Malachi Fretz. I asked head coach Fran Ewing about what her and the other track coaches at Richland Center work on with those two this week.
The coaches that specifically work with Danica and Malachi are the ones that will be working with them. So Danica's coach is Coach Kennefeck. And he's just working with her on technique for her high jumping, of course. She did PR last week at 10.6, which is great. This is a great time for her to be doing her PRs. Right. So she had a little struggle at the beginning of the year because I kind of call it the sophomore, year, because she went to state as a freshman. And, you have that you have that if you go to state, and then you have that pressure of going the next year on you. And I think she kind of had that. And then with all of our weather, you know, that we had, and she wasn't able to really get some good weather with jumping, and the poles she was using, where she was having struggling with those. But she finally, right after conference, started getting her momentum, and she just kept going up and up. So I think she's going to keep on going. She, like I said, she did her best at 10-6, and that's what qualified her to go to state. And she's looking forward to that. And then, of course, with Malachi, he, of course, is going in the 1600. So what they're working on is, of course, his endurance and keeping that up, which he's done well with all year. He came into the year already prepared to do the 1600 because his first meet was he did at the UW Whitewater meet, and he ran the mile in April, and he PR'd at the indoor meet at 4:29. So he when he ran at sectionals this week, and he got first place at sectionals, he did a PR of 4:28, which of course outdoor is always different than indoor, but he PR'd at 4:28 for him, and he did make the school record with that. So going into the track meet, he's just working on his endurance and trying to possibly do another PR.
When you look at these two, these athletes, they've been kind of leading the way all year for the team, haven't they?
Yes, they have. Yes, they have. They're two individuals that have been working pretty hard with the team. Danica not only did pole vault, but she also did high jump, and she was in the 4x4 relay with some girls. And at the meets, Danica was always running around. She never sat still. She was always helping. She would run to the pole vault when the boys were jumping, and she would run to the high jump when the boys were jumping, and she was always on the track helping with the blocks. And then, of course, Malachi was always in the 800 or off and on in the 4x8 or 4x4. So he was always helping the other runners, too.
Both Danica Pauls and Malachi Fretz will represent the Hornets and compete at the state track meet on Saturday. The Brewers got home runs from Christian Yelich, Willie Adames, and Blake Perkins in a 10-6 win over the Cubs Wednesday night. A 5-run offensive explosion in the bottom of the third inning put the game out of reach for the Cubs. Milwaukee was up 2-1 coming into that inning. Jared Koenig got the win in relief of Bryce Wilson. Lots of great performances last night, including Blake Perkins, who made an outstanding catch, taking away a home run and then hitting one in the bottom part of that inning.
I think just for the game situation, I think the home run rob was just a better momentum boost. But, I mean, hitting a home run in the big league game against the Cubs is hard to beat. So
Christian Yelich talked about Perkins' performance.
He pretty much won the game for us on defense, not even counting what he did at the plate. Like, those two plays were, and, you know, definitely the first one against Dansby was huge. You know, it's a really tough play when you're running that hard at the wall, and, like, everything kind of happens fast. So that was a really good play, and then the one against Happ was unbelievable. Different situation, obviously, but unreal catch. And he had some great ABs earlier in the game, big homer for us. So it's probably the best game I've ever seen him play.
The two teams wrap up the four-game series this afternoon. Colin Ray will be on the bump for manager Pat Murphy. Elsewhere in the National League, St. Louis 5-3 over Cincinnati, Philadelphia 6, San Francisco 1, Miami 9-1 over San Diego, the Dodgers 10, Mets 3, Washington 7-2 over Atlanta. In the American League, Baltimore 6, Boston 1, Tampa Bay 4-3 over Oakland, Kansas City 6, Minnesota 1, Toronto 3-1 over the White Sox, Yankees 2, the Angels 1, Seattle 2-1 over Houston. Interleague play, Detroit 8-0 over Pittsburgh, Texas 6, Arizona 1, Pittsburgh 10-2 over Detroit, and Colorado a winner against Cleveland 7-4. NHL saw Edmonton defeat Dallas. That score was 5-2. Former Badger shooting guard A.J. Storr will return to college basketball this winter to play for the Kansas Jayhawks. Storr officially withdrew his name from the 2024 NBA draft Sunday. He had kept his college eligibility intact when he declared for the draft following last season. Storr is given credit for Wisconsin's strong season and offensive firepower. He averaged almost 17 points and 4 rebounds per game. I'm Phil Nee with sports.